Thank you for calling customer service. This is Chandra. How may I help you?
Hi, Chandra. My name is
Hello.
Crystal, and I just entered the sweepstakes, and I was told it was only $2. And when I got my email from Bytes Hub, it was charged almost $60.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify that address for me, please?
824 Sheridan Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, USA.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So that dollar or two that you paid for that sweepstakes for that mixer, it enrolled you into one of our meal planning apps called Bytes Hub. It helps with daily food and lifestyle journals to keep you informed about your everyday lifestyle. And it is a great app, and currently we are discounting all future months to $20. So that is what that $59.89 is coming from.
Okay, well, that's very deceiving because I entered it to get the mixer, not to get the subscription.
Yes, ma'am, that was stated in the terms and conditions when you paid that shipping and handling price of a dollar or two. In order for you to be able to enroll into that sweepstakes, they were going to have to enroll you into our meal planning app.
Okay, is there a way I can get that reversed? Because I don't want the meal planning app. I
Yes,
didn't
ma'am.
realize that was it, and I won't do that again because I see that that's how you guys get people to do that, and to me that's not right.
Yes, ma'am, I can get you
It should be
canceled.
in big bold letters.
Yes, ma'am, I can get you canceled so you won't be getting billed any further, and I also will be able to provide a 75% refund.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am, in one moment while I get that processed for you.
A hard lesson for me to learn, but I'm gonna learn it here. It would be nice for you guys to say, not just in your terms and conditions, but to say this is also to enroll you in this subscription right there on the page so people know and they don't, they're not deceived by the hidden stuff. So that's just thought for you to bring back to your supervisor. But, that's pretty deceiving, even though you guys do put it in there, but you put it in where people can't see it. And so somebody like me who is thinking that this is for one thing, you guys actually have it for something else. And that's not right. 'Cause I would never have subscribed to this if I knew that.
Yes, ma'am. So I do have you refunded for that amount of $39.92. If it isn't in your account on today, it will be 3 to 5 business days, and you also will be getting a refund confirmation sent to your email as well. Is there anything else I can do for you on today?
If you could just tell your supervisor, whoever has made this thing, that they need to put it so that people see and know that this is a subscription, not just a contest to get a sweepstakes to get the KitchenAid. Because when I called earlier, because I've done this before and it was a scam. And so I saw a number and I called this number and they said that no, it's not a scam, it's a contest. And and it's only $2 to put in. But that's all that was said. There was nothing else that said they're going to charge me you're going to get charged also for this amount for this thing. Because if I would have known that, if the lady would have said that, I don't know if it was you or somebody else, but if I was told that, then I would have said, okay, then I won't do it because I don't need the subscription. That's not what I'm going for. I was going for the mixer to try to get the mixer, but I don't want a subscription, so I would forego the mixer for the subscription. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if you could just let your supervisor or whoever makes these ads know that that's really deceiving, even though you put it in the fine print, it's deceiving because, especially when I'm talking to a real human being finally about this and not just, and I'm being wise about that. So I called first to make sure it's something I would want to do. And when I'm not told the whole story, then it makes me feel like I've been deceived, even though it's in the fine print. Because most people are not going to read the fine print, but from now on, I'm going to read the fine print because it's not stated there, even when I'm talking to someone like you that's a real human being, you know. So just let your supervisor, whoever's putting the ads out, that they need to do it so it's not just this is a sweepstakes or whatever, but this is also a subscription to it, to this and this. All right?
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything else I can do for you on today?
Nope. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good one.
You too.
Mm-hmm.